£3 million funding award for Rail Heritage Quarter. The National Lottery Heritage Fund has awarded more than £3 million to the development of the Rail Heritage Quarter, a key part of the celebration of the bicentenary of the Stockton and Darlington Railway. The award of £3,211,632, made possible by National Lottery players, will contribute to the capital costs of redeveloping a cluster of heritage buildings around the Head of Steam Railway Museum. The new facility is due to open in 2024 and will attract more than 360,000 visitors each year. The museum closed its doors at Christmas and work is now underway by contractor Wilmot Dixon to revamp the building. The funding will also support the delivery of an activity plan to engage with communities up and down the length of the route of the Stockton and Darlington Railway. Helen Featherstone, Director, England, North at the National Lottery Heritage Fund, said, "The North of England is home to some of the most famous railway heritage in the world, and the Stockton and Darlington Railway is one of the jewels in that crown. As we approach the railway's bicentenary, we are incredibly excited to be supporting the creation of this new attraction in the Rail Heritage Quarter that will share this fascinating history with visitors from near and far through innovative techniques. We're also delighted that, thanks to National Lottery players, we are able to support the programme to empower communities along the historic railway line to celebrate this heritage in ways that matter to them the most." Although the Head of Steam Museum is closed to visitors, museum staff are planning a programme of events for 2023 to take place at venues around the town. Keep up to date by visiting www.head-of-steam.co.uk or the museum's social media pages.
Not a numbers person. You're not alone. 3 in 10, 31%, of UK adults don't think numbers are for them. Free, flexible maths courses could help. Search Tees Valley Multiply. Charging points go live. Electric vehicle charging points have been installed in car parks around the town centre by the Tees Valley Mayor and Combined Authority as part of the drive to encourage people to switch away from petrol and diesel vehicles. Drivers need to pay both the normal parking charge for the car park and for the electricity used while charging. The charging points available in each of the car parks are as follows. In Abbott's Yard, there will be one 50 kilowatt charging point and one 22 kilowatt charging point in the disabled parking bay. In Commercial Street West, there will be four 22 kilowatt stations. In Winston Street North, there will be six 22 kilowatt stations, one in the disabled parking bay. The Kendrew Street West car park will have four 22 kilowatt charging points. The Park Place West will also have four 22 kilowatt charging points. Park Place East will have six 22 kilowatt charging points, with one in the disabled parking bay. And the Feetham's multi-storey car park will have 15 22 kilowatt charging points, making a total of 41 being installed in the town centre. The prices are as follows. 22 kilowatt chargers will cost 50p per kilowatt, and the 50 kilowatt chargers will cost 53 pence per kilowatt hour. Payment can be made via the EBGO app. There is no time limit for charging, but you must make sure you have a parking ticket that covers the full length of the charging period. penalty charge notices can be issued where a vehicle is parked in a charging space but is not being charged. For more information about the charging points and who to contact if you have a problem, visit www.darlington.gov.uk/electric-vehicles.
Enjoy what's on in Darlington. Spring is here and there's plenty going on around the town. Please check with events, organisers or venues before travelling. For more details on what's on, visit enjoydarlington.co.uk or follow Darlington Council on Facebook. Want to be in the next edition of One Darlington? Email your events to communications@darlington.gov.uk. Parkrun and Junior Parkrun, weekends, South Park. A free weekly timed run, walk or jog. The 5 kilometre event is on Saturdays at 9 a.m. The 2 kilometre event for those aged 4 to 14 is on Sundays at 9 a.m. These are events that are on in March. Watercolours at Cockerton Library, Friday the 17th of March, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Cockerton Library, the cost is £5. Tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Makers Market is on Saturday the 18th of March, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The indoor market, local makers and creators, free entry. The Dunwells with Hayley McKay, Saturday the 18th at 7:30 p.m. The Forum Music Studios, and the cost is £15.50. Around the World in 80 Days, Tuesday the 21st to Saturday the 25th, 7:30 p.m. Darlington Hippodrome. Fairy Tale Forest. This runs from Wednesday the 22nd of March right the way through to Thursday the 31st of August, Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Theatre Hullabaloo. Dress up and create your own fairy tales. This is suitable for 0 to 10 years. Free, no need to book. Primrose Piano Quartet, Saturday the 22nd of March at 7:30 p.m. at the Dolphin Centre. Tickets, darlingtonmusicsociety.org.uk. Hilarity Bites presents Tom Houghton, Thursday the 23rd at 8 p.m. The Forum Music Studios. The cost is £10.50. Lego Shakespeare Challenge, Saturday the 25th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Cockerton Library. It's free, suitable for all ages, no booking required. Meditation class with prayers for world peace. This is on Sunday the 26th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Atisha Kadampa Meditation Centre, 81 Victoria Road. Free event. Artisan Market, Sunday the 26th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. In the Outdoor Market, West Row. Homemade products and food from local independent traders. Teachers Leavers 22, Wednesday the 29th to Thursday the 30th. Performances at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at Darlington Hippodrome. Tickets are £14.50 to £22. Under 21s, £12. Rock of Ages Musical Meetup, Friday the 31st of March, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Cockerton Library. Share memories and listen to music from the past. Free. Booking required. Call 461 320. White Rose with Pink Moon, Friday the 31st of March, 7:30 p.m. The Forum Music Studios. Cost £7.50.
April. Market quiz every Thursday, 7 till 9 p.m, indoor market, family-friendly quiz with £120 worth of prizes, free entry. Live music, Saturdays, 7 till 10 p.m, indoor market, free entry. Sunday sessions open mic, every Sunday, 12 till 4 p.m. Indoor market, all ages and abilities, no booking required, free entry. Hilarity Bites Comedy Club, Saturday the 1st, 7:30 p.m, The Forum Music Studios, £10.50. How to Catch the Easter Bunny Crafts, Monday the 3rd, 3 till 4 p.m, Cockerton Library. Easter Story and Crafts, suitable for age 3 plus, free, tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Darlington Film Club, Tuesday the 4th, 7:30 p.m, Forum Music Studios, £3. Spring Sensory Rhyme Time, Tuesday the 4th, 9:30 till 10:30 a.m, Cockerton Library, £3.50 per child, suitable for ages 0 to 1. Tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Ben Roberts Historical Talk, celebrating royal events in Darlington, Tuesday the 4th, 11:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m, Cockerton Library, £3 per adult, tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Open Mic Night, Wednesday the 5th, 7:30 p.m, The Forum Music Studios, free entry. Milkshake Live, Thursday the 6th, noon and 3:30 p.m, Darlington Hippodrome, tickets £10.50 to £16.50. Peace Pudding, Thursday the 6th, 4 till 9 p.m, Market Square, Street Food Market. Liz Million, illustrator and author, Wednesday the 5th, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. and 3 till 4 p.m, Cockerton Library. Join Liz for a creative draw-along, £5 per child, suitable for ages 5 plus, tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Spring Sensory Rhyme Time, Tuesday the 4th and Thursday the 6th, 9:30 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. till noon, Cockerton Library, £3.50 per child, suitable for ages 0 to 3. Tickets bookable via Eventbrite. The Misfit Market, Thursday the 6th, 5 till 9 p.m, indoor market, alternative night market celebrating everything weird, wonderful, strange and unusual, free entry. DJs Massey and Woodlife, Friday the 7th, 7 till 10 p.m, indoor market, free entry. Tees Cottage Pumping Station open day, Sunday the 9th and Monday the 10th, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m, Pumping Station, Connorscliffe Road, details www.teescottage.co.uk. Vibes and Vintage, Sunday the 9th, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m, indoor market, vintage market, free entry. Jazz, Dean Stockdale Trio, Tuesday the 11th, 7:30 p.m, The Forum Music Studios, £10. Spring Sensory Rhyme Time, Tuesday the 11th, 9:30 till 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. till noon, Cockerton Library, £3.50 per child, suitable for ages 0 to 3. Tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Ben Roberts Historical Talk, The Cancelled Coronation of 1902, Tuesday the 11th, 11:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m, Cockerton Library, £3 per adult, tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Exciting Animations, Tuesday the 11th, 2:30 to 3:15 p.m, and Wednesday the 12th, 10:30 to 11:15 a.m, Cockerton Library, Learn How to Animate, suitable for 6 plus, free, tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Expert Animations, Tuesday the 11th, 3:30 till 4:15 p.m. and Wednesday the 12th, 11:30 a.m. till 12:15 p.m. Cockerton Library. Animation for the more experienced, suitable for 9+. Free. Tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Dinosaur World Live, Thursday the 13th to Saturday the 15th, various times, Darlington Hippodrome. Tickets £11 to £14. Meet Mr Rabbit, Thursday the 13th, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m, Cockerton Library. Suitable for ages 3+. £5 bookable via Eventbrite. R&B Club with the Stumble, Friday the 14th, 7:30 p.m. The Forum Music Studios, £15.50. Morris Dancing Day, Saturday the 15th, Town Centre. Maker's Market, Saturday the 15th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Indoor Market, local makers and creators, free entry. Lunchtime 15-minute meditation, Tuesday the 18th and 25th, 1:30 till 1:45 p.m. Atisha Kadampa Meditation Centre, 81 Victoria Road, no charge. Greece, Darlington Opera Society, Wednesday the 19th to Saturday the 29th, Darlington Hippodrome. Tickets www.darlingtonos.org.uk or call 244-659. Watercolours at Cockerton Library, Friday the 21st, 11 a.m. till 12:30 p.m, Cockerton Library, £5. Tickets bookable via Eventbrite. Definitely Oasis, Saturday the 22nd, 7:30 p.m, The Forum Music Studios, £12.50. St George's Day celebrations, Sunday 23rd, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m, Town Centre. Artisan Market, Sunday the 23rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m, Outdoor Market, West Row. Homemade products and food from local independent traders. Darlington Food Festival, Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of April, 5 till 9 p.m, Market Square, street food, cooking demos and entertainment, free entry. Rock of Ages Musical Meetup, Friday the 28th, 10:30 till 11:30 a.m, Cockerton Library. Share memories and listen to music from the past. Free. Booking required. Call 461 320. White Snake UK, Saturday the 29th, 7:30 p.m, The Forum Music Studios, £12.50. May. Local History Month, various events, Cockerton Library. See leaflet and social media for details. Coronation Day celebrations, Saturday the 6th, 9 a.m. till 8 p.m, Town Centre. Star Wars Day, Saturday the 6th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m, Echo 3 Coffee House and Roastery, Clark's Yard. Live music and special guest appearances. Darlington Dance Festival, Sunday the 7th, Market Square. Dance demonstrations and the annual mass dance. Darlington Arts Festival, Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th. See the Council's Facebook page and Enjoy Darlington website for details. Contact details. Darlington Hippodrome, visit www.darlingtonhippodrome.co.uk or call 405 405. The Hullabaloo, call 405 405 or visit www.theatrehullabaloo.org.uk. Darlington Libraries, call 349 610 or visit www.darlington.gov.uk/library. Dolphin Centre, call 406 000 or email healthydarlington@darlington.gov.uk. And lastly, the Forum Music Studios, visit www.darlington.gov.uk. theforumonline.co.uk.
Simple Test revolutionises cancer detection. Patients across County Durham and Darlington who need to be regularly monitored for a condition called Barrett's oesophagus are benefiting from a revolutionary, simple new test to rule out suspicious cell changes. Professor Anjan Dar, Professor of Medicine and Consultant Gastroenterologist at County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust, explains. Patients with Barrett's oesophagus are at slightly higher risk of developing oesophageal cancer, so undergo regular checks, usually involving an endoscopy, which can be uncomfortable and usually takes at least 30 minutes. We participated in trials of a new test called Cytosponge to monitor the oesophagus in this group of patients. This involves a very small capsule which is attached to a string. The patient swallows the capsule with water while a nurse holds the string. Once swallowed, the outer lining of the capsule, made of vegetarian glutenin, dissolves to reveal a tiny sponge. The sponge is then withdrawn from the stomach via the mouth using the string, taking up to 1 million cells on its way. At around 10 to 12% of patients then require further investigation via an endoscopy. We're amongst the first trusts in the Northeast to offer Cytosponge to our patients. David Batty was one of the first patients to undergo a Cytosponge investigation and said, "I have had 3 endoscopies in the past, and when asked if I would be happy to have a Cytosponge this time, I was very happy to give it a go. And I'm really glad I did. It was so much simpler and straightforward than an endoscopy. I would recommend anyone given the option of Cytosponge to go for it." Dr. Deepak Kajariwal, clinical lead for endoscopy and consultant gastroenterologist, said, "Using Cytosponge to monitor people with Barrett's oesophagus, many of whom will not require further investigation, frees up endoscopy slots for other patients, reducing waiting times. While some Cytosponge results will indicate an endoscopy is needed, most patients won't need one, which is better for them and minimises the impact on our busy endoscopy service."